Good afternoon, Rowan. How are you?
Afternoon, Cathy. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Rowan, give us the backstory.
So the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, which includes not only South Africa, but other countries such as Mozambique and countries in Southern Africa, decided at its provincial synod about 2 or 3 weeks ago to pass a resolution basically calling for the boycott of Israel within the church, making all kinds of outlandish claims, trying to disconnect the Israel of today from the Israel of the Bible, trying to separate Judaism and Zionism. And basically, I would call this a form of medieval anti-Semitism that has resurfaced in the Anglican Church, with obviously the attempt to target mainstream Christians, to reach to other Christian communities. And basically, it's a symbolic way to undermine and delegitimize the Jewish state.
Rowan, I'm sorry to get technical like this. I just really want to understand. This was the provincial synod. To what extent is that a representative body, and to what extent does that represent the Anglican Church in South Africa?
So, Simon, in terms of the Anglican theology, the provincial sort of ideology is not a province, but when they speak about a province, the Southern Africa is actually the province. That's just the sort of terminology they use. So this encompasses the entire Anglican Church of Southern Africa.
Oh, I was hoping that was not going to be the answer.
It was nominated by Namibia, by a bishop in Namibia.
Well, it was passed unanimously, which is even more concerning because it doesn't seem there was any debate about this issue. The different sides weren't looked at. Would I be correct in my assumptions, Rowan?
I think this resolution was passed without any prior warning, without any discussion, certainly without any engagement with the Jewish community. It was obviously very deliberate. They tried to push it through. It was not as unanimous as they make it out to be. There was some consternation in the church, and there's quite widespread consternation in the Anglican community in South Africa that this was passed without any warning, without any discussion. And I obviously, to my mind, it reflects and represents an attempt by the BDS lobby to infiltrate the Anglican church. There's obviously a history of that within that particular church, and they were unfortunately successful, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of work going forward to get them to basically rescind this resolution.
You know, Rowan, never mind the fact that the BDS has been described as an anti-Semitic organization by the United Nations, hardly a friend of Israel, as well as Germany, and as well as 27 states in the United States of America. But the resolution was couched in very wide terms, as in, the military occupation of Palestine needs to be ended, with no reference to what is Palestine, which Palestine are they referring to, West Bank and Gaza, the whole of Israel. This is a very broad, very frightening resolution. Can you shed any light on where they were going with this?
Well, whenever the BDS lobby uses the terminology Palestine, they consider Tel Aviv to be occupied Palestine. They consider Haifa to be occupied Palestine. They don't really regard a state of Israel to have any relevance. They do not understand or recognize any idea of a Jewish state within the midst of what they would consider Palestine. So basically, this is an extremist ideology. And basically, also what I mentioned earlier is they're trying to disconnect the Israel of the Bible, because obviously many Christians in South Africa understand Israel in relation to the Bible and understand Jerusalem in relation to the Bible. And what they're saying is, well, that Bible, that biblical land of Israel, doesn't really exist. It's been supplanted. It's been superseded by a Zionist entity that has no legitimacy. That's sort of the ideology and logic that they're using. And obviously, also by making it a thing in Southern Africa and South Africa, they're very consciously trying to create a connection between apartheid South Africa and what they would regard as what they obviously call inverted commas as apartheid Israel. So also the symbolism, the ideology and the logic is all very carefully crafted. And this is obviously not just something that was created on a whim. You can see there's a lot of work that's been gone in by certain factors and certain factions to make this resolution a reality.
Yeah. And yet they are out of touch with the Anglican Church worldwide, it would seem.
That's correct. I mean, the Anglican Church internationally, particularly the Church of England, which is sort of the mother body of the Anglican Church, they have in fact denounced anti-Semitism of all forms. The Archbishop of Canterbury is a great friend of the Jewish community and a great friend of Israel. They've even adopted the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism, which is a very important working definition. It's from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And they've basically linked delegitimization and anti-Israel activity as a form of anti-Semitism. So in fact, the Anglican Church of Southern Africa has certainly been placed at odds with their mother body internationally, and I'm sure there will be some consternation in that vein with sort of bodies internationally and how they now perceive the Anglican Church in Southern Africa.
All right. Also, I just wanted to add something before we let you go, Rowan. And this is for, you know, if you've just joined us here on Chai FM and you don't know any of the history or the background, the BDS is the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement. It went from being a sanction movement to being outright racist. That they've even, you know, some of their actions have even been very, very detrimental to Palestinians who were working in Israel. Understand that things on the ground are very, very different to how they are on the political landscape from afar. That's the first thing. The second thing that I want to say is that BDS chant is "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." And the river is the River Jordan, and the sea is the Mediterranean. And that forms the east and west borders of Israel. If you go to a map of the Middle East, have a look at Israel. So when somebody's chanting "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," they're talking about the eradication of a country, an independent sovereign state called Israel. So, just to give you some of that background. Rowan, we've got to let you go. But thank you so much, and I'm sure that it won't be the last time that we speak to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.